This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A state lawmaker on Monday withdrew a request for audit into a nearly $90 million COVID-19 testing program. CPR News reported in June that as the pandemic hit its highest levels, the state health department entered into a no-bid contract with Curative, a testing company. The state gave the tests to nursing homes and told them to use the kits on asymptomatic patients, which they were not designed for. After two chaotic months, it gave up on the tests in January. Larimer County Senator Rob Woodward, a Republican, made the audit request.
And we need to make sure that they have a process by which they will grant contracts to qualified companies, not to companies that are unqualified.
Woodward alleges testing program failures endangered the health of vulnerable populations and wasted millions in taxpayer dollars, which the Polis administration denies. He says he plans to bring the request back. RTD has received more than $700 million from the federal government to keep transit service running. But Boulder County says the service hasn't used enough of that money in its area. Claire Levy, a county commissioner, says the county proposes a legally binding agreement to solve the problem.
We're seeing people returning to work, but not having the option of using transit.
RTD is operating at about 70% of its pre-pandemic service right now and is trying to hire more drivers. About 200 homes north of Silverthorne were evacuated last night because of a small wildfire. A mandatory evacuation order was announced for the Hamilton Creek neighborhood, and people in nearby Angler Mountain Ranch were put on pre-evacuation notice. Fire officials say around 30 acres burned Monday night, but aerial crews were able to prevent it from reaching developed areas. They say cooler weather should help slow the fire's growth today. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.